Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Gold Trend Eye. This is courtesy of Fighter of the Nightman in the Discord.
There it is.
There it
is. Remember
that
theme song?
Coming back.
Tina Turner? Tina Turner did the main song for Golden Eye. I was like,
oh,
Golden Eye. And I was like, whoa. I remember being so disappointed too, because I think that was the first Bond film I saw in the theater. And I was like, what the fuck is this fucking 15-minute credit sequence?
Yeah.
And I had really no idea. Because my parents used to just fast forward the Timothy Dalton, James Bond VHSs when we had those. So I didn't even know. Anyway,
they really luxuriate in those credit sequences sometimes. Yeah. And that's always like, I feel like critics are always like, oh, and just a gorgeous credit sequence with the, and I'm always just like, yo,
what is this, 72? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
It's very slow. Well, I am Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. Fast food companies are trending. There's something happening in California where Californians will basically be voting on the FAST Act to possibly overturn the landmark new state law that could see the minimum wage for fast food workers raised to $22 an hour.
Yep.
So this was supposed to be a new law already in January. And then companies, including, you know,
all the big fast food favorites.
Chipotle, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A,
all your favorites, McDonald's, all our favorites,
In-N-Out Burger, KFC owner Yum Brands, spent millions of dollars opposing it by donating to the Save Local Restaurants Coalition. It's wild that these non-local restaurants are just so focused on a campaign to save local restaurants.
100%.
You know, but they know.
Wait, so tell me this. If I sign this, how do I save local restaurants? You want me to say, I've signed it now. Oh, so you're going to push this to a vote in the next major election.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is basically, they began their signature gathering campaign back on Labor Day to stop the new law and basically framed it as a way to, you know, protect local restaurants from having to pay these high wages again.
Pay up.
Not being funded by local restaurants. It's being funded by fast food chains.
Well, $22 an hour is quite literally the bare minimum.
Right.
As for a living wage, like when you adjust for shit. And I'm sure in California, it would probably be even more. But like the irony of, not the irony, just they keep doing the same fucking tactics too. Like they're like, you know, if this law passes, your hamburgers will be fucking $900.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen. No, it fucking won't. Yeah. But anyway, like the same kind of threats of, you know, your prices go up. But really, I think most people would be like, yeah, I actually know more people that would benefit from this than me thinking or believing that doing this is going to somehow make my life worse.
Well, all my friends are the CEOs of McDonald's and Yum Brands. So I'm very concerned about their bottom line and their mood when we're going on a yacht together. The council would also oversee health, safety, and anti-discrimination regulations, so can't have that. So they want to get rid of that as quickly and efficiently as possible with a fun PR campaign about saving local restaurants. And the talking points are fast food prices would skyrocket. People would lose their job.
That's every time. It was with rent controls. It was with like helping dialysis centers. It's with clean energy, mandated renewables. It's always the same line of attack. Well, you do this woke thing, it's going to make everything more expensive, because all it is, it just gives up the ghost that all of these things are about creating more equity. And what they're saying is like, well, if you tip the scale in favor of the workers, the only way we can offset that is to pass that cost down to you, because we're fucked if the bottom line shifts at some level. The shareholders,
we're not
going
to be able to buy back as much stock as we did last year.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And we've seen
something
better. They will treat the workers as badly as the law will allow, essentially, is what we've seen. So, you know, this is something, and they're the ones trying to fund the pushback on this.
You know,
so
what's, I bet,
feel like
we'll
we
see.
Know what everything we need to know.
But in like the next few years, right, when is a fucking company going to be like, I can't even run my business in California. Like Target is no longer in California.
Yeah.
Because the wages they're saying we got to pay. It's too much. It's too much, folks. That's you're going to lose Target. You're going to lose Target, okay, if you vote for this. Like, that's a threat down the line, I'm sure, which would be funny. But
yeah,
no one would do that. But in the end, who knows?
There seems to be a little bit of backlash happening to ChatGPT.
No.
Smarty pants ass chatbot. Apparently, according to a headline on... according to a headline that Matt Drudge just made up. Not as smart as we thought, folks. ChatGPT averaged a C+ when a University of Minnesota law professor used it to generate answers in 4 law school exams, while humans averaged a B+.
Okay.
It's funny, like, listening to people talk about this, because there is this version of technology that they have in their brain from the movies, specifically like the movies that came out post Iron Man, but just, you know, over the past 20 years, like movies written generally by older people have the, you know, it's the enhance thing where technology can do whatever you tell it to. And so that's been the expectation, right? Is that technology, you just say, pass this law exam and the technology will pass the law exam better than a human could. And so, like, the fact that it can get a C+ on the law professor's exam is, I don't know, that's pretty good. And then there's this other story that came out where Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss, is that how we're going to try and pronounce that?
Haven't attempted that one, but yeah, let's go with that one.
Let's go with Auchincloss. Delivered a speech about a new bill to create new artificial intelligence centers, a co-owned, co-run artificial intelligence center between the U.S. and Israel. A little bit more on that in a moment. But it is funny because he like talked about how he had to refine the prompt several times to produce the text he ultimately read. So again, he's like, this thing kind of stinks.
But we got to do it.
We got to do it. But again, you know, it's you hear that a lot. Like, as people interact with it, they're like, the thing's not writing good Shakespearean sonnets for me. What's the
purpose of having like a joint Israel US AI center? Every time there's joint
can't be
anything,
good, Miles.
Anytime there's any joint US Israel anything, it's like, yeah, let's here, test out our fucking crowd control technology on Palestinians and report back.
Yes.
Is it really that easy to say, like, it's that it's for weapons?
We don't know. We do know that Israel, if anyone's getting us closer to a Skynet situation, it would seem to be Israel up to this point. They recently unveiled AI-powered robotic guns in order to shoot at Palestinian protesters.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so shut that shit down right away. Yes. Yes. Don't need AI, y'all. We can't even do normal intelligence on this fucking planet.
Right.
Yeah. Let's, you know, but what are they going to? I'm a Luddite now.
Yeah. Google has been offering advanced artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities to the Israeli government. And then we're like, well, they later, quote, worried that this will probably just enable further human rights violations.
That Google realized that?
They later worried that. They did. They might not have fully realized that. It. They
knew it.
Registered the concern. That,
again, y'all, just like Western intervention, not a good track record. U.S. and Israel teaming up on some kind of technology shit.
Yeah. Boy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And Murdoch.
Yeah. Big Al. Alex, your boy. He's on trial right now.
Big Red, baby.
There's a couple details that have come out. First, they took down his papa's painting in the courtroom.
Wow.
So he will no longer be a, you know, foreboding presence.
In the courtroom where he's being tried for murder. Exactly. Like, maybe this person's.
Hey, you know what? Take that down. And then apparently, you know, the people who were talking, like who are like looking at the trial, they said he broke down in tears during his murder trial as witnesses were describing the crime scene. You know, like when I believe his wife and son were killed.
Yeah.
He was like very emotional. There's like a photo of him. Like you could see like literal tears are like falling off of his face. But then the first officer arrived. His testimony was, yeah, I mean, that guy was upset, but he wasn't like crying or anything. I got there when his like, you know, and again, some people were like, well, you know, who knows what that means? But when you put that against everything that this guy's done, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like context. He's putting is everything. On a, yeah, I, he's putting I, on a I will performance. Say that. Yeah. Completely judging somebody's response to a traumatic event that just happened probably isn't totally fair. I don't know. I have to check with my, with my, two-sheeter from that one cop who claims that they can tell when someone is lying whenever they call 911. They can tell. I think they put in something that like one in this like report offered by that cop, they put in this claim that one in every three people who calls 911 is like actually a murderer. Like there's some wild ass statistic. But yeah, they claim that if somebody says there's blood instead of saying that someone's bleeding, then right, they're the murderer or something. Like there's all these like telltale signs that are exactly the sorts of shit that like people want to believe in, you know, right, like that, like
you or it's like see, if someone goes like, I shot my brother on accident. What?
Right.
Why is that relevant?
Right.
Right now. Cause you didn't do it. It's like, what? Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is like the same thing, like with kind of, and like Paul T. Goldman type shit. When your confirmation bias is set like this, I think there was even a scene in Paul, wasn't there a scene in Paul T. Goldman where people were like, oh no, he's lying. I can tell it. Like there was like some,
yeah,
there was like a focus group scene and people like immediately like, oh, this guy's full of shit or whatever. But you also see people do this too. And like, we're so true crime brain too, where you hear people be like, did you hear the 911 call? I know that's bullshit. And we really act like it all fits into this neat fucking pattern.
Yeah. And there's so many examples of people who were like victims of crimes and the police were like, well, you know, this is the telltale sign that I remember seeing it. There's one docuseries about a like serial rapist who got away with it for a long time because the cops just didn't believe what the victim who had like the best, most evidence and like eyewitness account because she wasn't like crying when they came and she was like kind of matter of fact about it. And then my favorite example is the Amanda Knox documentary where they like the cop was like she was covering herself in a comforter, which is the ultimate sign. Like he smoked a pipe and had like a Sherlock hat, and he like had all these rules that he made up that basically
indubitably
all came back to I don't believe women. I don't right. believe anything that Jesus. Women. But yeah,
and she had a comforter wrapped around her, which we all know it was malingering. Yeah.
Yes, when a woman does that, you see. Anyways, Tyre Nichols is trending. That is the name of a citizen of Memphis who five now former Memphis police officers murdered, beat to death earlier this month. The cops have been charged with murder, and the video of the beating is expected to be released, I think, tomorrow. So...
or it's, yeah, it might be out to, I don't know. It's I can't bring myself to watch it. Just hearing like the reactions of people that have seen it.
Yeah, it's
fucking
horrifying.
It sounds really fucked up. Anyway, so that's why we need to get rid of our police and figure out a more efficient way to deal with our crime by, you know, supporting people and not having a fucking merry-go-round of funding that just incentivizes this shit. Has basically turned like Americans completely against each other. No one can even, the assumption is every single person is violent and will kill you. And that's why you can get in a car accident and end up dead.
Yeah.
But not from the car accident, but from merely asking the police for help.
Yeah. The people who are arriving, who are supposed to be helping you, immediately assuming, you know?
Yeah. It's, this is, oof.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, yeah, you need accountability, and we need to see what form that comes in, but also real actual fucking to like take this problem on. We just keep doing the same fucking thing over and over and over and over again. All the data suggests that this isn't the way to do it. Like, but we have a real hard time letting go of the status quo.
Yeah. And
the other thing is, I have to say. The amount, look, the officers that perpetrated this attack, they were black.
Yeah.
And I've never seen quicker accountability for the police than when the officers were black. I'm just going to say that, which is wild. It should be across the board, but what, it was like only a couple weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, quick. That's the other kind of fucked up part. And I'm not saying that it should excuse one thing or the other, but my God, like to even see the disparities even reflected on how quickly we take people to account or not take them to account.
Right.
It's like another fucking grim reminder of this place we live in.
Yeah.
Because we're the Blue Lives Matter people right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? We'll I'm sure they'd have something to say if the people look different. But again, this is a much larger issue. But again, it is, woof, the layers of shit in this one is really, is kind of fucking me up.
Yeah. You'll remember that the, you know, in the George Floyd case, that wasn't even a video that they were trying to release. That was a video that got released because, you know, so a bystander caught them. Succession is trending because there's a new teaser for season 4 that looks funny.
it looks like Succession. They've not fucked up the formula, which is we fucking hate our dad. He's a fucking bastard.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's because now they're diametrically opposed fully. So it's we get to see them try and fight daddy and what that happens. Looks like Tom is scheming a little bit.
Yeah, Tom is fully aligned with daddy and the kids are all, you know, together trying to bring it down and can't get him on the phone. I believe is
your father would like you to call him. No, he can actually. There's a you should watch the teaser, but there's this a very Succession-esque moment where like clearly the dad's assistant is trying to get the kids to call him and reach out, but his ego won't allow it. And they're like, no, you should call him. Like he needs to call us. And like, the best I can do is I can get a text from him that requests a call from him.
Right.
Oh shit. Well,
all right.
Shout out to the, what are they called again? What's that family?
Murdochs? No, wrong family. The Roys.
The Roys. Thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to the Roys. And, you know, my brain started saying fuck off just generally like a few times a day lately, which is usually, you know, that's how I know a new season of Succession is coming. A new sixth season.
You never say fuck off just in general?
No, just in Logan Roy boy.
When you're in your
voice.
Logan mode?
Yeah, okay. It just starts coming, bubbling up.
Get Logan. Yeah.
Get Logan. Mm-hmm. All right, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. All right, bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.